Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Here's a meat treat that'll thrill your family. A sizzling hot Kroger Tender Ray steak broiled to a golden brown. What a pleasure to cut into that rich, red, juicy meat. What a terrific taste thrill. What freshness. What tenderness. Yes, Kroger Tender Ray, the famous beef that's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there is no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've served or your money back. So go to your Kroger store soon. Get a tender roast or a big, juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's always fresh, always tender. The finest beef value in town. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef soon at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has three things on her mind these days. The return of Johnny Keefe, who is coming back to Rossville for a visit. Young Dr. Joel Evans, who is leaving Heatherton Hospital and a brilliant future, all because of her. And then there's the opening of the community center. It is about the center that Penny is thinking most this afternoon, as in the living room of the Gibbs home, she says to nurse Angela Brill.
Angela, I think it'd be a good idea if you left Heatherton Hospital sometime this week, or this weekend at the latest.
I was thinking the same thing myself as I came up on the bus this morning. I really ought to know my way around the center before opening day.
Yeah, I think you should, too. Could you get away from the hospital this week?
Oh, yes, Penny, without any trouble at all. I'll tell them at the hospital that I'm leaving Friday.
Good, then I'll look for you sometime Friday.
Well, it won't be necessary for me to stay here. I have some friends on Rossville Avenue who've asked me to stay with them.
No, you're more than welcome to stay here.
And just where would you put one more person?
Oh, the house is a lot bigger than it looks.
It must be. Houses enough people right now to support a young hotel.
Not quite. I think we could squeeze one more in.
Oh, thanks, just the same, Penny. But I promised these friends of mine I'd stay with them. In fact, I might make their home my permanent address. They offered me a room and a bath all to myself, and with a private entrance, too.
That's nice.
It's probably a great deal better than I can do anywhere else in town. You know how hard it is to find even a decent room these days.
You bet I do.
This place isn't far from the center either, so I think I really will stay there permanently.
Of course, I don't blame you if it's convenient and comfortable, but if at any time you find yourself without a place to stay, you know you're welcome here.
Thanks, I'll remember that. The center will open next week, won't it?
Mm-hmm. The exact date hasn't been set yet, but I imagine it'll be, oh, by the end of the week. I've had several calls from the Rossville News asking about the opening. They want to put a lot in the paper about it.
Oh, everyone in Rossville seems anxious for the center to be a success. And, of course, there's a good reason why. This old town will be showing its gratitude to you, Penny.
Oh, Angela, I don't want gratitude. All I want is for the center to serve its purpose, and serve it well. To be a help to the youngsters of Rossville.
Well, it will certainly be all that and more.
Well, I hope the center's such a success that someday you and I'll have a dozen assistants to help us run the place.
Well, from what I've heard from Dr. Evans about the enthusiasm among the youngsters here, it won't be long before we need assistance.
Oh, now that you mention Dr. Evans, Dr. Weston was here yesterday. He was terribly upset. It seems that Joel's resigned from the hospital.
Yes, I know. It's the talk of the hospital. Dr. Weston's so angry about it, it's all he can do to be civil to the staff.
Well, I could tell he was doing everything he could to control his temper when he talked to me. Angela, I have a pretty strong hunch that he blames me for what Joel's done.
No, Penny, he doesn't blame you. He knows that it was Joel's own decision.
Yes, but he knows I'm the reason for it.
Yes, you are, and that's what I can't understand. Why does Joel think he has to leave Heatherton Hospital because of you?
I don't know. If I did know, maybe I could do something about it and make him change his mind. Make him stay at Heatherton.
Oh, he just has to change his mind, Penny, and soon. I heard by the grapevine at the hospital that Dr. Weston will ignore Joel's resignation if Joel decides to stay, but the decision has to be soon.
Well, I expect to see Joel this afternoon. I'll talk to him about it.
Make him change his mind, Penny. At Heatherton, he has the most wonderful opportunity you can imagine. It's criminal for him to throw it away for any reason whatsoever.
I'll do my best, Angela. But you know how stubborn Joel is. Once he's made up his mind to do something, there's no changing it.
I know. But you have to change it. You're pretty stubborn yourself sometimes.
Oh, sometimes too stubborn for my own good.
Stubbornness is more a virtue than a sin when you're right, Penny. If you can be stubborn about Joel's going back to Heatherton, you'll be right.
Well, if I just knew what made him give up such a great opportunity, I'd feel better about my chances of making him change his mind.
Well, maybe he'll tell you why. I suppose he told Dr. Weston.
No, apparently not, Angela. I think Dr. Weston would have told me. Well, Joel will be here late this afternoon, and we'll go for a walk together. He usually tells me what's on his mind when we're out walking, so maybe I'll find out what I want to know from Joel himself. Oh, it's a lovely afternoon for a walk, Joel.
In wind, in rain, in sleet or hail or snow, an afternoon's walk with you is automatically lovely. Forgive the awkward speech, but accept the thought, will you, Penny?
Thought accepted and speech accepted, too.
My, you're in a generously receptive mood this afternoon.
Well, it's a generous afternoon, with a generous portion of sunshine, blue sky, and mild beveled air. Oh, and the woods are lovely this time of year.
Not so loud. The day may hear you and howl just to be contrary.
Good old March. In like a lion, out like a lamb, that's what's going to happen this year, too. In 3 weeks, we'll probably be freezing again.
And then you'll have to wear that coat with a fur-lined hood that makes you look so cozy and cute.
Well, maybe cozy, but I'm a little too old to be cute.
That's right, Grandma.
Joel.
Yeah?
Joel, Dr. Weston came to see me yesterday.
Oh, I thought he would. He said he was going to do everything he could to keep me from leaving the hospital.
Why are you leaving?
Do I have to explain? Didn't Dr. Weston beat me to it?
All he said is that you were afraid you'd lose me as more than a friend if you stayed in Heatherton. And, Joel, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Penny, it's not ridiculous to me.
Well, it is to me. I can't see where you even got such an idea.
I got it from you.
Joel, that's not so.
Oh, you don't know the way you've been acting lately.
What's different from the way I've been acting for a long time?
There's a lot that's different.
Name one thing, go ahead.
I can name a dozen.
I'll settle for just one.
Penny, let it be enough when I say I know what I'm doing and have reason after reason for doing it.
Do you really know what you're doing, Joel? You realize that you're throwing away a great career by leaving Heatherton Hospital.
I know what I'm throwing away.
A future.
Yes, a future.
But not just a future, a brilliant one. There's not a young doctor in the world who wouldn't sacrifice everything for the opportunity you have.
And not every young doctor in the world would lose what I'd lose if he took that opportunity.
And what would you lose?
You?
Joel, that's utter nonsense.
Well, it isn't nonsense to me. It's good, hard, straightforward common sense. It's facing the facts, the cruel facts.
Joel, I don't understand you at all.
But I understand you, and that's why I've left the hospital.
That's why you want to leave the hospital, you mean? You haven't left it yet, and you're not going to leave it. I'm not going to let you.
There's nothing you can say or do that'll stop me, Penny.
I'll stop seeing you if you leave.
Oh, you won't.
Well, you can't force me to see you.
No, I can't force you to do anything you don't want to do. But if you'll pardon the conceit, I remember once before when you refused to see me. But you saw me just the same.
Yes, but this time I won't, Joel. And that's not a threat, that's a promise.
You'll change your mind, I hope.
Only if you'll change yours and tell Dr. Weston you'll stay at the hospital.
No, Penny. No, I'm through at Heatherton. Finally and irrevocably through.
All right. Then we are, too.
Oh, Penny, being through with a thing and through with a person are two different things. You can't shut off a feeling for a person the way you turn off a faucet.
Joel, look. Just tell me why you think you have to leave the hospital, and maybe I'll be able to understand it.
I told you why. You're the reason. I don't want to lose you.
But you're so silly to think that you will. Joel, look. If you forgive me for being rather cold about it, we still don't mean so much to each other.
I know. You haven't promised to marry me. Not yet. But that's just the point. You said someday you might. And that's what I'm protecting. That promise that someday you might say you'll marry me.
Oh, Joe, what am I going to do with you?
Just put up with me, I guess. What else can you do?
Well, I can be just as stubborn and foolish as you're being. I can refuse to see you again until you come to your senses. And believe me, I can be just as stubborn as you, and you know that's true. So maybe you better think things over and think what you're doing. I'll get it.
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Hazel. Come in.
I will, if you don't mind. And I want to talk to you. Briefly and to the point.
Well, Hazel, I've never seen you so stern before. What's the matter?
You know very well what the matter is. Are you alone? I don't want to embarrass you.
Well, yes, I'm alone. Oh, come in the living room, Hazel, but... Oh, darling, take that stern look off your face. Nothing can be as bad as that.
It may seem all right to you. You're the other woman, and you've won. The other woman always wins.
Hazel, you're still upset about Windy Day. Oh, darling, don't be. I told you I'd handle Windy my own way.
It isn't a question of how you handle Windy. The question is, how could my best friend be so heartless as to come between me and the man in my life and leave me an utterly crushed, broken, and unwanted woman?
Oh, Hazel, I haven't come between you and Windy. Darling, don't you see that Windy just has a schoolboy crush on me? He'll get over it before long.
No, no. No, it's nothing so childish as all that. Windy and I ceased to be children long ago. If we were still children, would we be adult enough to agree to go our own separate ways? Because Windy feels that you, not I, are his destiny?
Oh, Hazel, I'm not Windy's destiny. You just wait and see. The community center will be open sometime next week. And as soon as you and Windy and all your other friends are enjoying the center every afternoon...
Penny, as far as we're concerned, the community center will never exist.
As far as we're concerned? What do you mean, Hazel?
I don't like to do this to you, Penny. Well, because in my heart, I know you're not responsible for Windy's love to me. But you've destroyed a woman's life. This woman's life. And none of the gang will have anything to do with the center or with you because of what you've done.
Hazel, you don't mean that. You can't mean
that. Well, it hurts me to tell you, but I do mean it. The kids took a vote to boycott the center.
Oh, Hazel, really?
Oh, Penny, it wasn't my idea. I tried to tell the gang it wasn't your fault that Windy fell in love with you. But they know how I'm suffering. And now you're going to have to suffer, too.
So Windy Day's crush on Penny Gibbs is going to spoil the opening of the community center. Can Penny solve the problem of this love-struck youngster in time to make the opening a success? And will Penny's treatment of young Dr. Evans make him change his mind about leaving Heatherton Hospital? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. What a treat for your family, a sizzling, hot, wonderfully fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay steak. Yes, you know and I know that no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Why? Because by the original Kroger Tenderay method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh, because by the Kroger Tenderay method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. So treat your family to Kroger Tenderay beef soon. And be sure to notice that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Here's the reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Buy Kroger Tenderay beef soon. Remember, when it's Kroger Tenderay beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. Yes, ladies, you'll want to make a trip right away to your Kroger store and treat your family to the wonderful tenderness of Kroger Tenderay beef. Keep in mind, though, that Kroger Tenderay beef, an exclusive Kroger value, is available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. Remember, too, the Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tenderay beef, the beef that's always fresh, always tender. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.